The UK's entry into military campaign against ISIS in Syria began just hours after the vote was cast, with a series of airstrikes targeting the Ahmar oil fields in eastern Syria. Meanwhile, a US-led multinational coalition continues to pound the ad hoc capital of the so-called Islamic State, Raqqa, located in the north of the country.
I wished after what happened in Paris that they will find new solution. But the only thing that they do it is just to bomb Syria in the same way. They don't change anything.
That's Muawiyah Khatib, a 25-year-old Syrian activist who left Raqqa with his family at the end of 2014 when his father, a communist activist, was sentenced to death by the Islamic State, also known in Arabic as Daesh. Khatib has already lost 14 members of his family and his best friend in the Syrian war.
I spoke with Raqqa and they told me, my friend, that Daesh there on the street. With the car, they was not like hiding, they was in the street. They bombed all the building that was empty. They destroyed the city and they killed civilian people without harming Daesh. And I don't think they killed 10 people from Daesh. They think that they are just killing Daesh. They can't imagine there's people there. There is people who living there. But in fact, there is. There is people, civilian, who don't have money to go out, who don't have money to escape, who don't have any place to go.
Zahia Darkazani is a 29-year-old French-Syrian, the daughter of a member of the Syrian opposition. Her father was forced to leave the country almost 40 years ago. Darkazani spent most of her summer vacations in Raqqa with her uncle. She lives in Paris, just between the Bataclan concert venue, where 89 people were killed in the recent attacks, and the cafe, where an armed man killed another 19 people.
Immediately after the attacks, my family back in Syria was worried about me because they knew that I was not far away from where the attacks took place. What was strange was when we could eventually communicate the day following the attacks, they were worrying about me and giving me advice, yet they were under bombardment at the very moment we were talking to each other.
But the tables quickly turned.
The day after, when I heard about the French strikes on Raqqa, I was the one worrying about them.
Arwa Darwish, a 20-year-old Syrian refugee, was a citizen journalist embedded with the Free Syrian Army. He decided to leave the country on his way back from Raqqa in 2013, after he began to suffer panic attacks.
Actually, I was very scared. It was horrible, man. Those people, they were cutting hands, cutting legs, you know, for people and just making their own Sharia, you know. And you really ask yourself, what is the message from here? They just want to terrorize people. That's what Bashar al-Assad have been doing, I mean. Or his father, too. They terrorize you and then you have to submit. It was horrible, man. And you see your own children, your own brothers and your own relatives, you know, being chopped, you know, losing hands, losing eye, losing whatever. On the ground and in the sky, you know, the regime is bombing, didn't stop bombing. And now the whole world is bombing the poor little city, I mean. That caused the panic attacks and that makes me think also about fleeing the country. As we say in Arabic, you put your soul in your own hand and you run.
Darwish's hometown of Salamiyeh is located in the countryside of Hama in the west of the country, where tens of thousands of internally displaced Syrians took refuge when Raqqa fell to the Islamic State. Nicolas Hena is a freelance journalist who was detained by the Islamic State for more than 9 months. He was released along with 3 other French journalists in the spring of 2014. Hena hopes the French government doesn't repeat what he calls the mistakes of the George W. Bush administration.
Well, we are extremely lucky, we French, today in 2015, because we have a historical example that was given to us by our American friends. What was the reaction of the American administration after 9/11? They invaded Afghanistan and Iraq, and Iraq, surprise, surprise, became later the birthplace of the Islamic State. They opened Guantanamo. They started extraordinary rendition. They set up the Patriot Act. If you look now, 13 years later, at these measures, at this American reaction, you can see that none of these measures actually punished the terrorist. All of them were a gift to the terrorist.
Although only 7 members of the French parliament refused to vote for the 3-month extension of the state of emergency, lawyers, journalists and civil liberties advocates are denouncing the potential collateral damage of the French government's response to the attack, whether as a result of state of emergency blunders or military strikes on Syria. The anti-ISIL group Raqqa is being slaughtered silently, made up of citizen journalists, seconds Muawiya Khatib's information about who is getting hit by the French airstrikes. They report a stadium, a museum, several clinics, a hospital and a government building have all come under fire, but news from the region cannot be independently verified. French military officials have not released casualty information stemming from the anti-ISIL campaign. But according to the Syrian Observatory of Human Rights, in the past 2 months, 1,500 people have been killed by Russian airstrikes, 482 of them civilians. Khaled Sidmohand, Free Speech Radio News, Paris.